Now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
Mike Calta Show
on 102.5 The Bone.
On the Mike Calta Show, it's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I'll grab some of your phone calls as they come in.
You think you're going to go see these guys whenever they come through?
Heart? No.
A Cheap Trick?
Maybe. I've never seen Heart before, and I do love Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
But it'll all depend on when, where, and what day and all that other stuff.
It is at the Amalie Arena, and I believe it's on a Saturday.
Ooh.
Let me see. Yeah, it's either a Friday or a Saturday. It is Friday, April 26th.
Okay, because my wife loves Heart.
Yeah, I will be there.
You will. I would go. Oh, you got this?
Sure.
I got a lot of 80s Heart. Then you got this. And she plays all this, right? This is all the Ann Wilson, Nancy Wilson, Ronald Wilson.
Ann is the guitar. Now you have me confused. Ann's the singer. Nancy's the guitarist.
Okay. This is just the beginning. And this is her?
A lady
playing guitar?
I know that she plays this live. Whether she recorded it, I don't know. But I have seen her play it live.
It's like the Renaissance Festival.
By the way, I love this bass line when the bass comes in.
Heart.
With Heart and Cheap Trick, you're getting hit after hit after hit.
100%.
You know what I mean? You're getting so many hits and possibly, you know, a little crossover.
Yeah. My wife can sing.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know that until I heard her singing Heart one day. Because that's a song. If you could sing it like they sing it, then
right.
You're like, God damn. Yeah, they do a song together, don't they? Robin Zander and Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson.
I think
they do.
It's not a
famous song, but I think they do sing a song.
Ann Wilson and Robin Zander.
One of the Wilsons. Might be Mark Wilson. Not really. And Robin Zander, I think they do a duet together.
Surrender to Me.
That is the song, yes.
Yeah, wow.
Right?
Yeah, Surrender to Me, 1988. It's a power ballad performed by Ann Wilson, lead singer of Heart, and Robin Zander, lead singer of Cheap Trick. Song was it for a movie or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like it was, let's see, the song was written by Richard Marx.
Oh, boy, he must be so
featured
rich.
On the soundtrack of Tequila Sunrise, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, Mel Gibson, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about an 80s movie.
Mm.
That's got everything. It's got all the three 80s actors, 80s music. this is a story, the story itself is not that big a deal. It's a 12-year-old boy. He was found inside a Target store in Ohio Monday morning after he had been reported missing on Sunday. Did you hear about this? According to the police department, the boy was found at 6:15 a.m. in the Target, and he had been there overnight. The boy was unaccompanied in the store and believed to have spent the entire night in the store.
Fun.
Didn't we all dream of doing that at one point as a kid? I always thought about the mall.
Yeah.
Don't want to live in the mall, you know?
Yeah, until you saw Hope Floats or whatever that movie is where she lives in Walmart.
Oh, yeah. With Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Natalie Portman. It's not Hope Floats, but I know what you're talking about.
Wait a second. I don't know this movie. Tell me about this movie.
So she's pregnant. Her and her boyfriend go from like one city and they're moving to another city. And they stop at Walmart because she needs shoes. She's pregnant. Her feet are swollen. She needs sandals.
Where the heart is.
Where the heart is. So she goes inside to get sandals. And then when she comes back, he's gone with all of her stuff.
Yeah.
And she's just stranded. And this is like, you know, in the 90s where Walmarts weren't just in big cities. They were just kind of like scattered throughout.
Right.
And so she doesn't know anyone, no cell phone, no money, just pregnant. So she lives in the Walmart. She goes and she like hides in the bathroom. And then eventually she ends up hiding out in like a camping display type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I just, after I watched that, I was like, I don't want to live there. It seems really sad.
I don't know if I'd start in Walmart.
I always thought a movie theater would be a good spot because you can watch movies all the time. They got snacks.
Well, you can't I mean, yeah, if you're living there during
hours,
you can feed the film into the thing.
It's, I assume it's all digital
and
now.
And you match up the dot and everything.
Yeah, we figure it out.
See, I think a casino is a place. Yeah. It would be the place to live. It's always open.
The problem with the casino is where are you sleeping?
Yeah.
I mean, Joe
will tell you.
Oh, yeah. You can find
in
a place.
Displays.
I think IKEA would be the place.
Yeah,
you know, there's so many places to hide in there.
They're true. Got
they got food.
They got the horse meatballs and they got the bedrooms.
That's what I would do.
There was a story years ago that I read about a guy who was on the run from the law, and he went into a Toys R Us, and he found a secret room in the Toys R Us that had been built by accident. It was like an air conditioning kind of room that they ended up not using, so they put up a wall. And he was able to break the wall off and climb into the thing. And then eventually he brought enough stuff from inside the store, inside the wall, where he could live in there. He had a bed in there. Then he got an easy bake oven so that he could make some food.
Yeah.
He had a TV and a PlayStation and all that stuff. And he ended up living in the store and then went on to like become an active member of the community. He started dating women in town, going to church, becoming part of the community because he had a place to stay. And then he worked at the store. So he'd go to the store, and then he'd always be on time for work. It was great.
Whenever you think about living in a store or staying in a store, don't you always think of that movie Career Opportunities? Jennifer Connelly, remember?
Jennifer Connelly, yeah.
She was riding the merry-go-round thing or whatever it was. Yeah.
God, she's so hot.
Because he was, a security guard?
Yeah, nerd.
Yeah, and then she was in there for some reason after hours, yeah.
On roller skates, right?
Probably not going to happen. No, she was riding something. She was like on a merry-go-round or something. I remember that. Yeah. Or like maybe the horse at the front where you put 10 cents in.
Mike Calda Show, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is this a radio station?
Yep.
I was listening earlier and you were talking about the number pi.
Yes.
And I have a interesting comment about that.
What is it? Yeah, please tell us about pi. I don't know what, I know what it means, but I don't know really what it does and why we have to know it.
It's the ratio between the circumference and the diameter of a circle. And when scientists look for extraterrestrial intelligence, that's what they send out into space because any intelligent life would know that number.
Oh. Oh. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. All right. So, and you think that's why nobody's ever written back? Because if I was in space and they sent it to me, I'd be like, I don't know what this is.
Well, they're still waiting to hear.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
So it's one of two things. Either there is nobody else in the universe or they're stupid.
No, or they're trying to avoid us, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to contact us.
It might take 1,000 years for it to get there and another 1,000 years for it to get back.
That's true.
I would send pizza pies out into space.
Oh, that would be more welcoming.
And that would
get them here.
Yeah,
for
hell
sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. I listen to you guys a lot in the morning. You have a real nice show. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Dave. Right, have a great day. I appreciate the call.
You send pizza pies out there, and then you have a bunch of aliens showing up. We go, ooh, hey, what's going on? Hey, you didn't put any pepperoni on it.
Oh, man.
I remember forever ago, it was on 2020 or 60 Minutes, and they did a profile on a guy who was the smartest guy in the world. And he was a doorman at a bar, just like a regular bar or whatever. And he was so smart that he had all these books and all this stuff. And he was talking about mathematics. And he said, mathematics is the language of the world, of the universe. And that, so that kind of ties into what that guy was saying. He said, because that's something you can communicate with and know everybody knows it, you know, the way that works out. But it was crazy because this guy was, like, his IQ was something, you know, off the charts and stuff. And he was just a fat dude with a beard that was a doorman at the local bar. Yeah. That's what he did for a living. Like, do you become so smart that you can't even function? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder if those people realize they're that smart until they're challenged to be, you know? Like I watched these guys last night in Jeopardy, and this guy Troy from Tampa, he knows everything. Mm. He knows everything, and it effortlessly comes out. And it's not a matter of what movie won Academy Award in 1991. He's known small strips of land and Caesar's movements and
wonder what that is. Do you have a certain capacity to retain all this stuff? Does he read a ton? Does he study different things, or is it just all kind of just picked up along the way?
You could just be really good at recollection.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're super smart.
No, but like think about Limitless. Limitless, that pill could make you recall stuff, and he recalled, you know, paging through a textbook in college, and then he knew all of it because he had it there for the recall.
I'm always shocked that Jacob Two-Time can recall dates that things happened, like, and he nails it perfectly.
Well, Love Tiger, too. Love Tiger does that with songs and stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's certain things where you're rewired where you have that knowledge. You may not have the social skills and stuff, but then all of a sudden you have this, you know, which is wild. That, like, the people that never took a piano lesson have no idea, but you can play them a piece of music they've never heard before, and they can play it exactly back to
them. And I think to that, to Dave, the caller's, you know, point, that's math. You know what I mean? Like, that's a signal of music is math, and once you kind of figure it out, you figure it out.
But but my question is this, because we use the imperial system, and the rest of the world use the metric system. I mean, I know it's math on math, but it's still different math. So if math is the language of the universe, then wouldn't math be the same in everywhere?
You're blowing my mind.
Yeah, you're too smart for me. Yeah. You know, do we have a call on the hotline?
We do.
Will you pull it up, please? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is our friend Ronnie D from Deep Inside the Music. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Good morning. How are you guys?
I got a message here. There's Ronnie D on the hotline, and he spent the night inside of a what did you spend, in a supermarket or a store? Where were you?
So in the 1990s, when I was lucky enough to have a record deal, I was starving and had to get a job that was not in the music industry. And I got a job as a security guard over Kmart. So I got to spend the night in Kmart, I don't know, for months.
You were the overnight security guy. Were you in there by yourself in the entire store?
Correct. In Kmart in Manhattan in Astor Place. I would ride the bicycles around. I would stack up the pillows and, like, fly off the bicycle, like, Jackass style into the bin of pillows. I would try the clothes on. It was awesome. Turned all the stereos on, full blast. Different radio stations. I mean, I just, you know, I was living the life. It was awesome.
Were you not scared to be there?
A couple of times it was a little creepy, but it was really locked up tight. And
Ron, did you ever have any overnight guests?
You know, I would show
there?
Up.
Oh, that's a good question. You ever bang anybody in aisle three?
Yeah.
Do you have any light specials?
No, I didn't. But I did have a little cubby hole. That had a little TV and a VCR, so I could do what I needed to do at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's great. I could fall asleep there.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I slept a lot. I would show up. My shift was 11 to 8, so the workers would start to arrive around 6:15, and I had to make sure I let them in and I was ready to go. But there were definitely times. I must admit, because it's that long ago, I could admit it now. There were definitely times where around 12 or 1 in the morning, I would leave one door unlocked and sneak out and go grab Chinese food.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, tell me about this gig you got coming up with your kids.
Oh, man, yes. On the 20th, which is this Wednesday coming up, my band, my son AJ's band, the Indigo Project, and now my son Jacob has a rock jazz fusion band. We're all playing at a place called the Ice House in Gulfport, and it's going to be a fantastic show. I hope you guys come out.
We're not because we don't love you, but because it's just impossible for do a door in the week. But you want to see a good family worth of musicians right there. Ronnie, you know, is super talented, but his kids, man, unbelievable.
I think we got a tour that we can put together. Ronnie, his kids, all their bands, you and your brother both doing comedy.
Oh, man.
Take it on the road.
Let's go.
Whole tour of family fun.
It's going to be early. It's going to be early for us old people. I'm trying to have this whole thing finished by 9:45.
Nice.
So we can get you home by 10:30.
Nice, very nice. All right, Ice House on Wednesday. Ronnie, thank you, and thank you for taking care of all the Kmarts in the greater New York area.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a very large time, and I think I still have a couple of pairs of underwear left over from that.
Good, enjoy. Thanks, buddy. Good luck Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right. So you go, the great Ronnie D.
It's funny. In the late 80s, my buddy was a security guard for a bunch. It was a security guard that he had to go to a bunch of different buildings. Okay, so okay. He had keys for, you know, I guess you just signed up, and then they check said, yeah, them. We'll have somebody go through and make sure nobody's doing any funny business or anything. I mean, think about it. When you were 17 or something, my friend's 17, security guard. I'm with him. So is one of our other friends. We're driving in the company car, doing neutral drops, jumping train tracks.
No,
and then we would go into a building, like an office building. And he had a flashlight, and he would go through, and, you know, there was no cameras back then right. or anything. We'd be playing tag. We'd be throwing stuff around, going running through there like lunatics. I don't know how he got paid.
you know what I would love to do?
It was crazy.
Is I would love to rollerblade or skateboard, maybe not skateboard, or rollerblade on one of those on a floor like you'd see in the mall. Like, though, you must be flying through that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always wanted to do when nobody was inside there.
Jump the stairs, be scared. You know, that's like a crazy splash thing. Into the water area.
I want to stay in a store now. I want to do it all the time.
Dude, you stayed on a porch. You can stay in a store.
I can survive anything.
That's my thing. I'm not really, as long as I get to go to sleep, I don't really care. The worst thing for me is if it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In some places where it's cool.
Yeah, but malls are usually pretty cold because they always have like that AC on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but overnight they may shut it down where it goes down and then they pump it back up at like, you know.
You ever show up at Cox on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, department stores, they usually like to keep it cold because it reduces smells.
Oh.
Does it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All those ladies trying on underwear.
Well, nasty. like the different clothes carries different smells because of where they come from, and like if you keep it cold, usually it will eliminate the smells.
Okay.
Really?
All right. Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll give some stuff away. Can we play a little Who's My Baby's Daddy, Carmen?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that. I've been watching a lot of Maury lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not the whole show, but every once in a while, if I'm flipping through and they're about to do a baby thing, I'll.
He's not really still on though, is he?
No, I think it's all a bunch of repeats.
Reruns.
Yeah, yeah. That, and I'm totally into Dr. Phil. Anytime I see him, I hate this. Then next thing you know, 2 hours later, I'm still watching.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give away some tickets when we come back. It's Mike Calp, the show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calp Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah person.